Watson Hall presents. Pride the Lady.
With Shimon Begg as the Game Master.
We need to do a recap.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Someone tell me what's going on.
We mainly experimented with
hunting
this session. I had been looking in the library for, aside from some things which I've decided to examine at a later date at my own house.
Over the French books, yes.
We found out the old family had sold off a lot of Welsh books and bought a lot of occult books. Books on optics and other forms of physics. We discovered that the mirrors...
Did you say physic?
I keep using that word. We discovered that there were 7 mirrors in the house, not including the giant one in the salon, which corresponded to 7 alchemical metals. Gold, which corresponded to the sun. Silver, the moon. Copper,
Mercury.
Venus. Mercury was actually, wasn't it Uranus or something? It wasn't Mercury. Lead was Saturn. Tin was... maybe that was Mercury. Anyway, it didn't quite correspond correctly. Iron and Mars. So we found out there was the 7 alchemical mirrors. We didn't know what that had to do with anything, necessarily. Then I've written Japanese folktale.
Yeah, you have recalled that there is a Japanese folktale about mirrors, but you couldn't remember the details offhand. You're going to have to actually look at an occult library.
Oh, good. Okay.
To refresh your memory. But, I mean, you know what to look for. You just didn't immediately bring it to mind.
All right. So I haven't just written that randomly. And then
there
was a commotion in the salon.
Hang on a moment.
Colonel? Another commotion in the salon.
Do you want to take it from there?
Oh, yes. Give Tina a chance to...
Oh, yes.
...set up himself.
So, yeah. I popped into the salon, and I was having a bit of a look. I was having a look at the mirror, and seeing if there were any of these funny foreign markings or whatever that you chaps keep talking about. That's when I saw him. There was...
ugly, hideous beast. I realised I was looking
there was a little chap underneath one of the chairs. But when I looked underneath our chair, there was nothing there. So,
I'm just going to start Audacity. Sorry.
Cheers.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
Okay.
There we go. See, you are a neat Audacity person. You do not go playing half of the following track. Like what I do.
Can't make out the name there, but it looks like a can of Cresto, which I'm pretty sure it isn't.
No. It's a Brewgooder IPA, so they give all the proceeds to, I don't know...
children?
Dipsomaniacs?
I think it's eugenics research, but anyway, India Pale Ale, crisp and hoppy.
People who, through no fault of their own, cannot afford hookers and blow.
Brew better.
The brew better is the enemy of the brew good.
So, I tried to coax the little chap out, he started,
I had no idea you're a doctor.
So he started bouncing around.
Pop your manservant on the table.
And when I sort of got, I kind of lined up a nice shot. So I shot into the mirror. Unfortunately,
imagine your surprise when the mirror broke.
But there was that young scullery maid that I'm sure Zane's been after by now. Night nurse.
Good night.
yeah, her. So she'd just come in. And I'd sent her to get the rest of the chaps,
mm-hmm.
And She just got to them and was just sort of conveying that I kind of needed to speak to them. And then they all heard the gun and they all came rushing in. And then we kind of saw that it was going around. And it had a little nibble on Mirror Zane. But unfortunately, it doesn't seem to have done anything to him at this end.
No, I was actually so bleeding in the mirror.
So he has been nibbled on several times. So because he'd cut his finger and he dropped a few bits of blood, and we were trying to use it to coax it into the to come to the mirror. No good, no dice so far, I'm afraid. So. I've not been able to bag this one yet, but the knight is young.
He's currently hiding under a settee, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were coming with ways of trying to get a basket or something over it, but it doesn't work, does it?
So we get the impression.
At least it doesn't work when I
do these things only appear when there's a reflection in the mirror?
Well, we don't know, because we can't look in the mirror without there being a reflection of us in the mirror.
Just a thought.
It's a good. What we seem to think is that this thing lives on the other side, but is aware of our mirror dimension here, and sort of comes into it. Were we coming to that sort of conclusion that it sort of inhabits that place, but it's not a real? I don't know where I was going with that. Half-assed conjecture.
What I'm wondering, though, is why we need to have this connection. Surely the sensible thing to do, bear in mind that at least one man has died because of this, is shut it down, destroy those mirrors.
Benjamin, where is your sense of curiosity? This is a whole new world.
It's here, but how being can pulled out of the door wins. By my sense of self.
How can I bag it and mount it if it's on that side of the mirror?
I think it's a potentially important learning experience here. For
yes, that you can't have everything you want. Let's destroy the mirrors.
So I am trying to be a mirror into the Zane to it.
Mirror Zane. I'm worried that in some way this is damaging my immortal soul. That might be why I'm not bleeding very much.
Oh, don't worry, old chap. You don't have one.
Yes. We have talked about this reference.
Oh, no, I'm not saying I don't believe in them or anything. I'm saying you, personally, don't have one.
I specifically don't have one. Well, then
based
I won't.
On your actions.
I mean, that's actually quite good, given my action.
To be fair, we sold your soul quite a while ago.
Oh, well, you cannot sell what does not live.
And you now hear the carefully mounted sound effect of a soulless Nick going to get some beer. Hmm.
I thought that was a fresh one he'd got there. Was it not? Has he just finished it?
Mattresses are thirsty work.
Perhaps he didn't bring a glass.
I don't know. He could slum it and drink out the can.
Sorry?
Anyway. Were wondering where you were. Yes, it was.
No,
was a glass,
he's drinking.
It was what?
Won't he get a glass or something?
No, I think that was already there.
No, I was turning the backup light on. Because it gets really dark at 7:30.
No, that's not right, Nick. Backup lighting is supposed to be red. I've seen enough TV shows to know that.
That's the emergency lighting.
Oh, in case the backup lighting fails.
Yes, yeah.
Are you sure, sir? It'll involve us changing the light bulb.
An excellent plan, sir, with just two small drawbacks.
Okay. I mean, I don't know, but we don't seem to be getting much further with our experimentation.
So, since we appear to be at the risk of letting something unnatural into this world, perhaps on a permanent basis...
No, it won't be permanent.
Could we at least just cover it with a cloth, if Alberta's right?
Well, I've been doing that sort of thing and painting them up. But here we have, apparently, seven mirrors which seem to trigger this... thing. It's to do with that, isn't it?
Well, we don't. Maybe that's what sets it up. Some of these mirrors are broken. Broken, aren't they, already?
Why don't one of you chaps pop and get another mirror? And we'll see if that gives...
Unit. Well, we've got a load in
Oh, and see what happens with the reflection if we reflect it again. That is actually an excellent idea, Captain. I shall rush and get one of the mirrors.
If we end up with an infinite number of Zanes...
All of them
Shim, don't start writing it. We're in the middle of a game.
How large a mirror would you like?
A portable one.
Hand mirror, you know, wall mirror.
I like it. It's the one about sort of dressing table mirror.
Sorry. Literally every size.
I want specifically one of the seven.
Okay. Yeah. Mirrors of various sizes.
Ideally not the lead one.
Copper's about that size, but is used. But it's very tarnished.
Is that the sexy one?
So the ones that are still functional, yes, the ones that are still functional as mirrors would be mercury, silver, and gold.
Well, silver, I think. Moon and memories.
Okay, that's probably they're probably about this big on account of silver being really expensive.
Yeah, all right, that'll do.
But yeah. You do so.
And they're not, I'm right, they're not glass back, these are polished
this
metal.
This is a piece of, yeah, a thin piece of silver.
Which might really be polished. Why the lead mirror isn't working brilliantly.
A bit tarnished, yeah.
All right, rush back to the room. I brought the silver one. I think this is something to do with the moon memories. I can't remember.
Memories.
So probably not memories then.
all right. Well, let's just try something. I'll try and reflect.
Whenever somebody says, you know, and it's usually me, well, let's just try something completely at random that can only end up getting us killed. Is it a good
I shall
idea?
Summon this so-called buyer key just to show you. I'll try and reflect the creature in the silver mirror.
Okay, who are you trying to reflect it to?
To?
If you've got a mirror,
someone's going to be looking into the mirror. I would like to reflect
you
it so that
at point A can see a creature in it.
Yes. Okay. How
you
about I
mirror.
Reflect the mirror uh-huh. so that I can see the creature in the reflected me?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I think so.
So I'm reflecting it to myself
you
via
look at
the mirror.
The reflection of you can see the creature in the reflection of your
mirror.
Yes,
we're going three ways
roughly,
here, Jim.
Roughly that. Okay.
That'll offer me some protection
yeah,
if I
double
up.
Yeah, there's a certain amount of faffing about involved.
I'll also be in the reflection purely and simply because I'm right by the mirror with my gun, basically
mm-hmm.
waiting to shoot the little boss.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how does that go? Does it look as I would optically expect?
Yeah, I mean, you're very small in this reflection of yourself. But... because it's gone backward and forward several times.
Well, I'm trying to reflect the creature.
Which is under the city.
Okay. But I want it so
we
someone
see,
can
we
see
can't
the
see
creature.
It at the moment it's
oh,
the
I see what you mean.
That's the problem.
Not visible.
It is underneath the city.
And no manner of
Blade
Runner-esque.
Well, if I go around
the
back of the city and then tilt the city over onto its back.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I'll go on and right.
Okay.
Three, two, one, and I'll lift it and roll it back.
Right. Zane, I think this is probably a dexterity roll to
try
and
an agile
position the mirror as this happens.
See, this is the one thing I miss about D&D, is that when you'd be doing something and the GM would say, that's a save versus death. And it wasn't, no. But that was just the best saving throw to be doing. But it still sounded dramatic, you know?
Exactly. Do you notice the pleasing smell of olives?
Professor Zane...
Save versus death.
Isn't it almonds?
Well, it depends what it is.
Okay, fair point.
It's just olives.
If you smell not almonds and it's a bowl of olives, then you've probably got a problem.
Bad dates. They will be bad dates.
That's
my secret, John. I always smell almonds.
I have 70. I'm guessing you mean dex times 5?
Yeah, why
multiply?
Not?
59, sorry, that's my metal dice. 50, if you hadn't noticed. 59 under 70.
Have. That's the sound of the internal bits of the settee as you pull it back, obviously. Going spring. Yeah, you lightning quick managed to, having faffed about a certain amount already, managed to position the thing so that you're pretty sure it would be able to see itself in the mirror.
Yes.
As the chair pulls back, that's presumably what's going on. It is going to try and move because it is now uncovered.
But it's trapped within the frame
Captain,
of the mirror.
You are normally holding a gun and trying to shoot things. Is that what you're doing now?
Of course.
I see. Okay, please go ahead.
Don't get confused about what you're shooting and cockshot me.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Yeah, he never shoots anything he didn't intend to hit.
I thought you could say intend to eat for a minute. That was it. It's interesting.
Have I got another clear shot at it? Basically, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, it is. It is preparing to dart out from under this thing.
No.
I'm waiting all this time.
Yeah, it's clearly just not where you're expecting it to be.
I released too soon.
Yeah.
89 under 70.
This sort of guinea pig sized thing holds frozen for a second. There's the shot. The carpet erupts, you know, a few inches from it. And it streaks off towards. Where is it going to run? Because you've shut the door.
We have shut the door. Can we see the whole room in the mirror? We must be able to now, then.
No, because you can't see anything behind the mirror for a start, can you?
You can see most of the room.
Okay.
Yeah,
there are some dead spots, blind spots. Sorry.
Yeah.
Bad.
Like, for example, you can't see the window, anything that is on the wall with the mirrors, like the windows.
Apart from the silver mirror.
Yeah, basically.
I could move the mirror around. I will try and follow it round if possible.
I mean you've got it in your sights, pretty much. It will. It's not going to do that. Okay. In which case,
is Zane in the mirror bleeding still?
Yeah, it's just a faint trickle.
Pale, thin, watery blood.
It basically rushes off up to the wall and then starts scurrying along the wall, very much as small wild creatures are wont to do.
Looking for escape. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Seems to be.
Okay, well, and it doesn't
I'll just use the city as a barrier, I think.
It doesn't seem in any way different in the silver mirror or upset by the presence or anything like that.
Doesn't seem to be.
What were you hoping to achieve?
Well, I just wondered if... I don't know. Pure experimentation, old boy.
Mm-hmm.
Could I have another shot? The age.
You certainly can, yes. If no one else is doing anything.
Assuming that nobody else is kind of within.
Mm-hmm. I mean, again, you know, it's tricky because you're having to essentially do all this backwards because you're doing it in a mirror. So,
that's a bit better. 15.
Your bullet strikes true into the centre mass of this thing, which sort of rolls over and ceases movement.
Good lord, I think you've done it.
Was that really necessary, though?
So, in the mirror, what happened to the bullet in the real world? Just embedded in the floorboard.
It's embedded in the floorboard. Again, Talleyrand is sort of wincing every time, you know.
There's damage done to the house.
Exactly.
Gives it character, old boy. Say it was done in the Civil War.
I'm really not sure this is achieving.
Well, I mean, look at it. You know, we bagged it. Now all we've got to do is just try and bring it over.
Yeah, we.
Well, they are. You see, you haven't really bagged it yet, have you? That's the tricky part. How do we get a fishing line through there or something?
Reverend, have you got any spiritual way to?
They're seeing dead guinea pigs and. In the mirror?
We can't retrieve it. We're just going to have to.
I can't mount it through there.
Slowly
Well, if we move that mirror out of the way and put another mirror up, do we see the same scene, or is it in that other mirror?
How about if, like, we ignore the mirror in the wall and mm-hmm. I just try and reflect it in the silver mirror? Can anyone see it? The creature,
the reflection of
just
the wall mirror,
the reflection of the room.
No, just ignoring the mirror behind me now.
Okay, yep.
Just where the body would be on the floor,
mm-hmm.
just someone look in that. Can you
so
see the creature
in
any
the
other
small
random
mirror?
Yes, not
the
bypassing
mirror.
The
in
large
the new
mirror.
Mirror.
Okay, yeah. So you turn away from the wall, you tilt, you look. Ah, there's a horrible dead gerbil.
Okay.
Thing.
Okay,
so
we
it
can
is
get...
reflecting in the room.
It's any mirror.
Not the mirror specific. Not that mirror specifically.
As far as we know, unless this is a special mirror. Has anyone got anything reflective? We can just check any, like a cigar case or something. Let's just see if it reflects in any surface. Or is
one
it something to do with one of these magical mirrors?
No,
well,
Captain,
no, the main
not
mirror
not
isn't magical, is it?
Sorry?
The main mirror isn't magical.
No, it isn't, no, but maybe it is the main mirror of the house. Does it reflect in any reflective surface that we try?
You obtain a few things, you do a bit of experimentation. Yes.
That means that destroying the large mirror has done nothing. In fact, maybe the Colonel, Talleyrand, has rid you of your mysterious mirror ghost. Even though you'll have to watch it slowly decompose over the next few months.
I think that actually getting rid of those
Talleyrand is with us.
The symbolic mirrors. I think we've got to melt them down or something, or possibly.
Oh, I know a chap in
maybe the Reverend
in East
knows some way of purifying these things. Sounds a bit more Catholic, I suppose. But
yeah, if Tallywhack is with us,
he is.
Yes.
I have known him for many years. I'm not sure how he takes other people making fun of his name.
No, it's basically, you've got to understand that the captain is that stupid. But
Talleyrand has a simple motto, which is, don't take umbrage at the fellow who is firing guns off in your salon.
In my house. Yeah.
Fair
and
enough.
To be fair, his highest stats... Well, his joint two highest stats are constitution and charisma, so he actually is quite a. he can get away with saying these stupid things, because everyone thinks, "Oh, what an idiot!" But a lovable idiot anyway. There. What does he look like in the mirror? Because obviously he was a bit poorly last time.
Yeah. Basically, the same.
Does he look normal? He's back to normal.
No, he looks exactly as sort of got at as he did in real life.
Am I still bleeding in any mirror?
Yes.
Shit.
So
it's very much it's probably drying up at this point.
I could compress it as if I had any other kind of mirror.
You could potentially bleed to death if it doesn't come.
Well, I will compress it. Well, okay, so it is.
Cool. Well, it's true, I don't know, but you better see if you can start it again.
What does that even mean, Reverend? Do you have some spiritual thoughts on this?
Well, I don't think it's stigmata, not at your age, old chap.
Well, I'm unlikely to be chosen for such an honour. Okay. Well, yes, maybe. Maybe, Benjamin, it has something to do with these mirrors. Maybe... We're in a sort of unusual zone. Like, how far does this go? Here's an experiment. I'm going to go out of the house, start walking down the drive, and keep looking at my hand in the mirror. Is there a keep point going. Where the blood...
Keep going, Zay. Keep going.
Well, you know... So, from a distance point of view, you know where the... where we found... the ford, which is where Ambrose saw the thing. Now, that
okay.
was...
About
a mile, would we say?
But I thought we were wondering if that was something that got out of the mirror.
Mm.
No, I think it was. I think it came out of. I think it came out of the reflection. Mm. But it was the reflection of the stream running slowly. And
do you recall why Ambrose ended up having several drinks?
Well, he's an alcoholic.
He'd seen a few things before.
He saw something on the way in the mirror at gentleman's privy.
Oh, and in the pub, and that's a mile away.
In the village.
No, that's 10 miles away, isn't it? Something like that.
That's the town.
I think we have to destroy these mirrors. They're causing.
Okay. It isn't something local to this.
Now, obviously, if we destroy them and then find we need them, then we should probably just call the whole put the visit short and go home. I think we try our best, you know.
Is there a library in the town? No, there won't be. Or not of sufficient
in the village.
Quality.
The library in the village?
I think the town.
Library in the house, isn't
there? Well, there's a library. They read about the shape of the pig.
I want to look up Japanese folk tales, and I'm feeling like that's unlikely.
Question. So does the local train go through Lincoln?
Yes.
Mm.
So you could just jump on the train, go to Lincoln, and come back, check it out.
Well...
there.
Because
Lincoln will have a decent library, I would have thought. In fact, I'm sure the cathedral's got did we not use the cathedral library before? Something's nagging me. We did stuff at Lincoln.
We did in the last adventure. We went to Lincoln.
Yeah, I mean, as you've mentioned, you know, there is quite a big library in this house.
Yes.
There are various places in Lincoln, as you know from your previous experience, where you could do some research.
Well, I suppose I could look for Japanese folktales in there. Okay, my worry is, whatever this thing is, the radius of it may have got bigger, which is why we're starting to see funny occurrences in the gentlemen's toilets.
We don't go out specifically looking for those, though. I mean, that's an important point to make clear.
I mean... would they have a saloon bar that would allow ladies?
Not in the village.
No. Okay, I was going to suggest that Alberta went and had a look in the ladies' loos there, but no.
I mean, I'm half with Benjamin, but I'm also concerned that yes, if we need them in a hurry. That may be a mistake.
Looking through in the mirror at Talleyrand or Tallywhack or whatever.
Yeah.
Chap, could you just come here?
I suppose so.
How much? So looking at him, because obviously he was pretty much he was unconscious, wasn't he?
Ambrose.
No. Talleyrand.
He was terrified.
He was terrified and being nibbled.
He was slightly nibbled.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No, I thought he was more than slightly nibbled.
He'd been kind of got at, but he wasn't particularly badly hurt. That's why he didn't need a doctor.
Okay. So no, but in the mirror, I thought his mirror.
Oh,
version of him
sorry.
Had
yes.
been badly, quite badly hurt.
Let me find the. Description, so I could tell exactly how badly hurt he was.
Because I thought he saw himself as pretty much he'd snuffed himself.
He was apparently dead and being chewed on.
So
in the mirror,
when he moves around, does he look like basically a zombie on the other side of the mirror, or is he just lying there on the floor and his reflection is not reflecting him?
That's a really good question.
Sorry, this is me out of the game.
No,
this is not my
I guess call. We would have noticed that because he was in the room.
This is really useful. Because this is the kind of stuff that, like, I'm deliberately not prompting you about anything because I want you to throw all these things at me.
Well, what did your playtesters say?
That's you.
I don't know. What
Most recently they said, so what far? Did your playtesters say?
First of all, let's
Alberta
see.
Is going
Tally
to
around.
Smack me over the head with a poker next time I call a Bertie.
He is sufficiently courageous to actually do it, which is was the first thing. He sort of steals himself visibly, and will come into the room.
Nothing's going to nibble on you.
What's happening.
We've shot the beastie.
Yes, and
it's basically. Are you? Is your?
I think
mirror
he's worried
reflection
about
being fixed through time, or. Is it some form of zombie? Do we know about zombies? Might not know about zombies. Some form of
revenant.
Some form of revenant. Yeah.
Don't
we
think
know about revenant.
Probably. I'm not sure when the first references to zombies come out.
There might be some sort of mysterious.
There's a Haitian.
There's loads of Haitians.
Yeah,
Where's Haiti been?
It is only in the sense of how these credulous natives think they are, even at this point.
Yeah, and I don't think the concept of the kind of decaying revenant-style zombie exists. But yeah, revenant will be a certain thing. He comes into the room and you see a perfectly normal reflection of the real Tyrant.
Excellent. Well, sort of excellent. Zane, I don't think your dripping finger will be permanent.
Tyrand is extremely relieved to glimpse himself.
Dripping finger of Professor Z.
Our good host is in acceptable health as we look in the mirror.
Rude health. Arse. Sorry. I'm not sorry. I take that back. Okay.
Don't say things like that. You might be arrested.
Well, I'm going to pop back up to the library to see what I can find about Japanese folktales, if anything at all. That's my plan. Because I remember something. Though I fail to... Japanese lore and Japanese magic and occult is nothing to do with these, like, seven different metals, is it? That's a very Western... medieval kind of
occult. Well, no, because they have five elements, don't they? Because they have metal as their fifth element.
You can certainly go up and start poking around, trying to find something relevant. What does anyone else want to do while he is doing that?
I'm looking in the mirror. Are there any more of the little blighters?
Not at present. Benjamin, what do you like to do?
Boom. I'm just wondering if it's possible to, we've had a go at getting through the mirror. We've pushed at the mirror, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I'm just wondering if we can get through it with a related substance. If you've got a silver mirror, can you push silver into it? If you've got a regular glass mirror, can you push a piece of glass into it?
Well, is there some bits of glass around?
But I'm just wondering if we can find something that can go through the mirror, because then we can try and hook this creature, can't we?
I am liking the way you think, Benjamin. I will... maintaining my look in the mirror, I'm going to reach down. Can I see the bits of broken glass in the mirror? So I can actually see them in the reflection.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll try and pick up a piece of broken glass.
Mm-hmm.
try and stab myself too badly with it.
Yeah, you're very careful.
And try and push it into the mirror.
Think.
Bother. Oh, sorry, Alberta. Doesn't seem to work.
Oh, shit.
That.
Sorry.
Good idea, though. Like that.
Try again. Just try, just with the gun. Just gently try and push. Tick. Tap. Yeah, tap.
Okay. So you are experimenting with mirrors. Zane is back in the library. Reference.
Oh, if he's left his mirror,
mm-hmm. I have.
Then, could you try just to scrape the
mucus,
that thing, along with your mirror?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Sorry, what?
So we can only see that little chap when we look in the mirrors. Yes.
Yeah,
but you've got a Zane left his mirror, didn't he?
Well, yes. I mean, we've got a whole chest full of mirrors.
Well, yes. But my thought is what happens if you have your mirror and you scrape it along the floor, still looking into the mirror, mind? When it hits where the little chap should be, I'm desperate to try and get him to come through. You see,
you just want to mount him. Not in that way.
Tiny little head. Just don't you think people are going to be more, you know, thinking repulsed. It's slightly pitiful than impressive?
Why do you have this decaying mole?
Ah, you've shot a squirrel, Lex.
Yes, indeed. But if I get
looking on the bright side, it wasn't very well.
Get the bigger ones through.
I can see you having an empty little shield on the wall, and then having to hold a mirror up to it. No, honestly, there is. Look in the mirror.
Okay, that's what you and Benjamin are doing, Reverend.
Yes, I suppose Zane has pillaged the library already, but
there are other places with things in this room. There's the study, for example.
I think I'm looking ideally for anything like notebooks, possibly old, possibly in some sort of code.
Mm-hmm. But
there's obviously been rifle. Some sort of experimentation going on here. He went to the trouble of getting the mirrors in the first place, and so on. I'm looking for what has the previous.
Wasn't there more stuff up in the attic?
There is attic. Various things in the attic, yeah.
It's jolly late, isn't it? Yeah, so let's have
probably approaching midnight at this point.
So let's have a look in the study.
Yeah.
It's brandy, jolly good.
Yeah. Mildred Lowe wakes up as you come into the library. Oh, sir, everything all right, sir?
I've been hearing lots of banging.
I was having the most peculiar dreams about shooting.
Yes, well, the captain, you know, he's getting better. There's nothing to worry about.
That's all right, then.
Yeah, some rest.
The laudanum is
laudanum does an awful lot to calm people down.
Exactly. She is serene. Yeah, okay, so you are rifling through the study, essentially.
Yes.
And the captain is rifling everywhere else.
Absolutely. And finally, Alberta, what would you like to do?
I still think that there's got to be some notebook somewhere that details what's been going on here. Something amongst the papers.
Mm-hmm.
So
maybe you helping with the Reverend in the study.
Yeah.
Go through the drawers and so on. Well, seeing if there's any sort of hidden. I mean, it is a Victorian desk, there's a 50-50 chance there'll be something hidden.
Some sort of hidden wants it somewhere. Yeah.
But I can't remember where this is. It somewhere over Derby way. There's some Victorian house which has got the original thing. And there's something like 37 secret compartments in this one desk.
Oh, lovely.
It's like, you know, you just press and it pops out and more things go boom, you know. And
that's not a security measure, that's a hobby.
Yes.
Yeah. And you just look at it going, I want that. I mean,
how
so
much porn can one man have?
Every little desk bit is tiny. The drawers are like tiny, tiny.
Okay, so let's start with Professor Zane.
Hello.
So, it is very much not the key area of interest, but since people at various points have clearly collected, fairly wantonly around occult topics. You do manage to dig up something, with discussion of, you know, Tales of the Orient.
Konnichiwa.
Which, you know, is full of things about, Egypt and...
foreign places.
India and China and, you know, all those other...
all the Orient.
Turkey,
all the Orient,
yeah, all of them. Every Orient.
That's right. Anything from the Middle East further on was the Orient, wasn't it, in this period?
Exactly. So you will find...
Well, pretty much Kent.
Anything beyond Prestatia.
Yeah, you will find the handout entitled Tales of the Orient.
That's unexpected.
I've got Folk Tales of something?
Nope, under T.
T for Tale, the Diaries, the Fallen, the Abitur.
Tales of the Orient.
The Obituary of Benjamin, what?
This
I haven't finished writing
Asian
that yet.
History and folklore was compiled by a merchant in the late 18th century. I'll let somebody else pronounce that.
Ikeguni no Ki.
Thank
there
you.
There we are. Well volunteered, that man.
There was a district in Io which had many ponds and streams. In the Fujiwara period, the inhabitants were plagued by yokai, demons, which would emerge from the waters. When anyone glimpsed a spirit in the waters, it was emerged to hunt them and would follow them across mountains and seas until they died. Finally, a scholar was summoned from Kyoto. He learned that the lord had enlisted the help of foreign sorcerers to win the favour of a court lady. In the lord's house, he found a divining bowl in whose waters he beheld the lady sleeping. Even the sharpest blade could not cut the bowl, so he returned with it to Kyoto, where the monks of the Daigoji Temple performed a ritual for 6 days and nights. Finally, the bowl was destroyed, and the people of Io were freed from persecution.
Oh, we hadn't thought of bowls.
Well,
I think the mirrors might be doing a similar job.
Definitely.
Now, we should try and... Well, we should try and get some sleep. But in the morning, we should try and melt down that lead one.
Well,
and if it won't, then I think this is what we're dealing with.
Oh, right. I see what you mean. They tried to break it, they couldn't.
We could possibly just try and bash it a bit with a hammer.
Yeah. Yeah, we could try and... I'm surprised you haven't suggested shooting a candle.
I'm captain, but don't worry about it. But...
You'll always be a colonel in my heart.
But that's just adding lead to it.
Fair point. Rather quickly, with some kinetic energy. The mirrors are tarnished. Are any of them cracked?
Don't seem to be.
Mm.
And they're not as tarnished as we kind of expect either, are they?
Mm-hmm.
They're
significantly better condition than they should be.
You can still see your reflection in all of them, even the ones, say, like
even the lead
degree
one.
And so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. Fetch us a hammer, mate.
Oh, what's that, sir?
Could you bring me a hammer or other hitting implement, right, please?
I tell you
yes,
what.
Yes, sir.
No, not you. What? Not the ill ones. What are the others?
No. This is Goodnight, who was fallen asleep in a corner.
Okay. Come on, Goodnight.
Zane, should we have a look at this
in the
morning?
It's about 4 hours past her bedtime.
Yeah. Zane, should we have a look at this in the morning?
I have the tail of the dragon in my teeth, Captain. And I do not spit out a tail lightly.
Yeah, bearing in mind, this is the country, so these people normally get up at 5 and go to bed at about 8. As servants.
Well,
so
get up pretty early in the morning to catch out a Zane.
Yeah, come on, off to bed with you, young man. In fact, you with your poorly finger desperately needs to as well. Mm. I think a good night's sleep will fix you.
All right. Good bedroom talk, Captain.
Okay, meanwhile, Benjamin, you were trying to scrape a reflection across the floor, I believe.
Well, apparently.
Yeah.
Although I have my doubts.
Yeah. I mean, it's a bit tricky. It does seem to be working.
Oh.
You're pushing it along rather than pushing it through, unfortunately.
You're pushing it along the carpet because it's currently on the opposite side of the room, so it's going to take a little, a certain amount of effort. It does seem to be slightly falling apart as you do so.
Why do I always get these jobs?
Okay. Because you are a man of sterling character and fortitude, sir.
Well, obviously I was born that way.
Well, exactly.
You've become progressively less sterling.
Yeah.
Yes, well, sadly, replacing the sterling is what it's all about for the middle class.
You're trying to sort of scrape this now a bit of a collection of
bits
across the car. They are moving.
Yes. None of them actually sort of independently to what he's doing, though. That's...
No. you usher them towards the large mirror on the wall.
Can I achieve anything when it comes to whatever we're doing?
You can. You can sort of mash them into an unpleasant squelch on the opposite side of the mirror.
And the thing actually, it doesn't push anything through.
Hmm.
Well, bother.
I might just stop doing that then.
I think we're trying
to destroy the source of these things, what's causing them or allowing them to come through. And then if there are any still over on this side of the pane, as it were, then we hunt them down.
Well, I mean, I've shot several.
Yes, well, be a bit of a hobby for you.
Mm.
You know, I've shot several of the mirrors. So, well, I mean, I've shot the mirror. Actually, no, I've only shot the mirror once. I've actually then shot the little creature. I shot missed once, got it once.
Mm-hmm. Reverend and Alberta,
I think yes.
You are trawling through anything that looks like a notebook or paperwork or similar.
Yeah. Research, maybe.
You can find. Yeah, go ahead and give me a research, see how quickly you can locate them.
Yes. Nothing special, but yes.
Mm-hmm.
I rolled 14, what am I looking at?
Research, which is...
10.
I'm confident better than 14. Really?
I've got no skills in research.
Okay. Alberta, you get slightly sidetracked by... You do find... this is the Colonel's got a lot of stuff in here. He does have the sort of books in which they talk about posh people, which in this case you find some volumes talking about the Lloyds, who were the earlier owners of the house.
Okay.
So you pull those out and start having a look. So I'll come back to that. Let's see. Reverend, you've got the family tree already. Um, You got that. Yeah, you've already seen the stuff about Gideon de Verre's murder. As a man of the cloth, of course, as you glance at these again as you are going through things, it occurs to you it's even among those of not of the Catholic faith, it is relatively common for condemned criminals to confide to some extent in a member of the clergy.
Sometimes it's even true.
Indeed. If there is any sort of testimony or confession or will or anything like that, that information would probably be at the prison.
There was something about his implausible claim that nobody seems to have taken terribly seriously.
Yes, indeed. Where is that? Not that one. But the trouble with making a lot of handouts is remembering which bits are in which section of this. Got that. Got that. You've looked at that. It's a bit tedious, but you do find when the servants were clearing things out, they've moved various, chests and cases and things out of wherever they were to tidy things up and sort of piled them up. And when they see you going through the records, the Lowe's will, Edgar Lowe will mention to you that there's a couple of chests with documents, and fetch those over. There's various correspondence that is a bit older, which is correspondence relating to Henry Gordon, Rosalind, and Nicholas de Villare.
Oh, he's the baddie, isn't he?
So you can have a bit of time glancing through those if you wish.
Yes, indeed. Especially Nicholas, but take a look at the others as well.
Indeed. Okay, so let's go. Alberta! You find out. Okay, general sort of background. The Lloyds were this Welsh family of minor nobility, but they were on the right side of the war. So they ended up moving to Snarby Court in 1679 as the incumbents were booted out. Mention of Matthias as being a bit of a polymath, historian, natural philosopher, astronomer. The credulous locals apparently consulted the Lloyd family quite often to rid them of various maladies and afflictions, which in at least a few cases was held to be effective, such as the suppression of a supposed coven at Revesby.
Really?
So, yeah.
Okay.
I'm dubious.
So it may have been brought in. Apparently, was advised the government of the day on various things.
How to put women in their place and things like that. Yeah.
Probably, yes. There is overall an impression that the family were excessively Welsh, as far as most right-thinking people were concerned.
Any amount of Welsh at this point is excessive.
Indeed. But they they were on the right side politically, and they did They do seem to have, like, they don't seem to have been plotting against anyone or such. They do seem to be actually advising the government. So that's basically what you're going to be
friends in high places then.
Friends in high places, bit of an influencer in that sense.
Okay.
Very knowledgeable about history, you know, the lessons to be learned from, you know, the ancients and so on. Think of how the Greeks did things and so on. Okay. Reverend. Let's have a look. These are not handouts, I apologize.
Shocking, shocking.
So, a lot of this stuff you basically toss aside, but you spot references to Nicholas in Gordon's papers, various scathing references to Nicholas and his associates. He clearly expended a considerable amount of money essentially smoothing over what his brother was up to. There's financial things and comments about providing for at least three children and their unfortunate mothers. Getting to about the mid-1820s, there's, you know, appalled by rumours of you know, heresy, very reluctant to provide him with any further money. There are a couple of letters from Nicholas, which are shrill, is perhaps the word you might choose, vaguely threatening demands for enough money to keep him in a suitable style.
Threatening in what way? I mean, is it blackmail or is it something else?
No, it's a sort of vague, you know, you will regret. Might be somewhat careful to not say anything incriminating. You know, sufficiently specific that one might actually take action, but certainly very entitled. Self-important. How is your accounting or administration?
Administration, I can do you a bit.
What are we on?
10.
10.
So that's what security is for, you know.
Yep.
Verger, one of those chappies.
Rather scarily, the captain's got quite good administration. It's probably
I have in
probably
fact
knows
10.
All the rules for how he can not well not be jailed.
You perhaps have encountered a similar situation before. You glance over this stuff, your eyes glazing over slightly. And then once you hit the period where Nicholas is becoming the trustee of the estate, this is all very old style accounting, but it's not old actually, it's about 40 years ago. It's not especially professional, but yeah, these numbers don't look like they should look like that. You don't think this money should be going there.
40-year-old cold case fraud. Finally.
Yeah, basically. You're reasonably confident that Nicholas is taking this opportunity to simply funnel the money from the estate into whatever he's up to.
Well, that's perfectly reasonable. I mean, everybody does that.
Now, exactly what he's spending these quite considerable sums of money on, you're not sure. He is. As you crawl through these, you realise Yeah, this bundle of things which are in Gordon's letters do not match Gordon's handwriting. These looks like a bundle of things written by or possibly to Nicholas.
Oh, he really was a shit, wasn't he?
Which will be handout!
Oh. Hey!
handout de Villeray's notes, and somebody else can talk for a change.
Can I have a link to the handout thing again? I've lost it.
It's in Signal. Sorry, all my stuff crashed when my computer crashed. I think that's the sound of Roger posting it.
Not quite, but it will be in a moment.
Oh, it's alright, I found the Signal one.
Yeah, it's alright, I'm happy to. Despite having looked at it just.
Well, which one is it, Jim?
De Villeray's notes.
A damnation! These handful of lines, are all the remaining letters and notes of Nicholas de Villeray, their bulk having been burned by Gideon. Their dates and ordering are unclear. A note! Damnation! The fool had known...
It's the older spelling of Lloyd.
Damnation take Lloyd! The fool had no notion what lay within his grasp to squander such talent on the mere scribbling of histories. But the means of navigation is yet unknown to me, and I must be wary. It may be there is truth in the tales of beings beyond. I shall prepare wards and count on missiles. Well, okay. This sounds promising.
A note. I have not yet learned what the means may be of ensuring the persistence of the mind in a body beyond death, nor yet of preserving the body. H's words shall not trick me. I will not involve... you don't have Welsh. You know, there's no Q's in Welsh. Euthus, and imperil myself. H can no longer be trusted.
Is this going to end up that he embedded his soul in a squirrel-like creature in the mirror universe? The captain just shot it.
Who can say?
A lesser. V. From the Japanese legend you described, I've traced the process to an alchemical procedure of Western China. If a suitable mirror can be procured and the true form of the cryptical book found wherein the chants are said to be written, it might serve.
Hey, this is a good handout. Anyone?
Do you want me to grab the next one?
Sorry, I'm just trying to find...
I've not got access to it, sorry.
No, it's fine. Okay, a note. All else being nonsense, necromancy, it seems that a soul bottle is the only method to be trusted. Whether the illusions of Dossman are to be credited, I cannot tell. If need be, the boy will serve as a vessel, but a vault of no mere flesh and blood is infinitely to be preferred.
God.
Alessa, I'm not surprised you found the powder of no use. There are certain errors in the incantations which I find I cannot repair without the papyrus. Indeed, it would be perilous to attempt it. Death is an unforgiving mistress, and a jealous one. Dispose of the corpse and have done with it.
Blimey. Who's V? Is that Victor?
V de Villeray, probably.
A note. The boy grows stubborn. Yet we have completed the third cycle, and I dare say he can be compelled to serve in the fourth. He knows too much to quail at the work. As for blood, there are other sources.
A letter. Enclosed is the last of the chance you seek. I trust the payment will be quickly forthcoming.
John, leap in.
I'm trying to find which thing this is under.
It's de Villeray's notes under D.
D.
John, sit down. Right,
where
relax,
are we up to?
Calm. So I've just read the enclosed is the last of the chance you seek.
So, a letter. I tell ye, I wrote all I know, and there is no flaw in it. If you cannot make use of the transfer, it is for want of will or talent, and no fault of mine. Ew. Sorry, EW.
A note. Perhaps I cannot unlock the buried secrets of that short-sighted fool, Lloyd, but his work will avail me nonetheless. I believe one of his beloved mirrors will serve admirably, and having discovered the means to awaken it, I shall begin the experiment when the moon is next full.
A note. A cursed thing disdained the sacrifice. Obliged to invoke the sign. Brat's hand was flayed, and I am all a quiver. This will not serve. Must find a way. Not the worms. However efficacious, it still revolts me. Yeah. Well, that was a smorgasbord of snippets.
Yeah, good luck for you sleeping in any way, shape or form.
I might leave.
Right, so V.
I'm tempted to leave after all that.
The book, cryptical book. Are there any?
They'll put you up in the pub.
The true form of the cryptical book. Yeah, we need to break these mirrors, don't we?
In some way, which we haven't yet discovered.
Bulldozer.
Must invent the bulldozer.
Yeah.
This is how the bulldozer was invented.
I think we might just about be getting some of the early road rollers, but they're, you know, animal drawn and not very heavy. So,
well, let's start with the obvious. Can we physically or chemically destroy them? Because if we're going to have to go and get people in a shrine to do a week long ritual, then things are going to get complicated.
Well, we need the ritual for a start.
So,
exactly.
I'm sure somebody has a pocket knife. We have one that is lead. That's an easy enough test to do. Like, I will do it.
Okay. Yeah, you put a bit of welly into it, and the lead is scratching under the force of your...
In quite a normal way.
Yeah, it seems to be. Hey. Maybe a little bit more resilient than typical, but...
Well, right. Well, let's get these buggers melted down then. We can make a few quid off this.
Well, I don't know about you chaps, but I'm going to bed.
The game is afoot, Captain.
Well, I can't mount.
That could catch on someday.
That thing.
Game is afoot. What are you gibbering about, man?
I don't know. It just came to me. I know it's nonsense.
That thing's all sort of fell apart when Benjamin was moving it around with his mirror.
So now it's my fault. Right?
Well, no. Very much not, old chap. A thousand thanks for your assistance. I noticed everyone else disappeared off when hard work was pushed forwards, but never mind.
Well, it's a bit icky, isn't it? You
know. Well, something here about awakening the mirrors, and something about the full moon here. Having discovered the means to awaken it, I shall begin the experiment when the moon is next full.
When is the... I mean, what? Where are we in the moon cycle at the moment?
Give me a moment.
Speaking of cycles, I heard something that happens to women of a certain age where they collect cats and dogs. It's called the many paws.
Yes.
That's almost...
Have you tested that one out closer to home, or is this
yeah,
the first
I did,
run?
Actually.
Yeah.
And
that I'm banished up to you. That's why I've had to bring the mattresses.
No, that's very... I'm not even going to try, sorry.
That was sent to me by a female colleague, so it's not sexist. Don't write in and tell me that's sexist. It's not.
Of course
it is. No, they're just mentioning that women have a menstrual cycle. I don't think it's sexist. Making an amusing pun out of it may be irritating if you have to experience it. But
no, don't worry. It's vastly more irritating if you have to listen to somebody explaining it.
Okay, so look. What date did we say it is?
18-something.
Yeah, it's 1867.
Yeah.
Yes. which is quite useful because it
trying to find out
because I was trying to work out whether the captain would have actually seen anybody shooting over his shoulder with a mirror, but I think it might have been Annie Oakley who did it back in and that would have been about the 1890s.
Yeah, wasn't she in Buffalo
Bill's?
So when
you say back in
thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, I mean, she'd have been doing things like that in the States, but
around
not in,
about the time
not,
of the Whitechapel
not in,
murders,
not in the UK.
As I recall.
No, they were in the UK.
No,
well, they did. They came over
after
in the 1890s. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
but not at this point.
Yes, yeah.
So we're a bit early for that.
So you're looking at about 10 days till full moon.
All right. If that is umbrella, I mean, we don't know what the means to awaken it are.
Waxing crescent then.
First quarter, yeah. Wax and crescent.
I believe one of his beloved mirrors. Well, so it mentions stuff about the West China alchemical procedure. Maybe it's one of these mirrors, not all of them.
Mm.
But he only mentions one of the mirrors. So
perhaps
maybe
it's a different mirror again.
Maybe it's not all of them. Maybe we need to melt them all into a big pot.
Are they... Looking at these mirrors, do they look as if they were made as part of a set, or have they perhaps been gathered from different constructors
at
different
times? They were gathered, weren't they? Because they were all of... We were pretty certain they were all of different ages, at the very least.
No, these all look to be a similar age.
Oh,
okay. The mirrors throughout the house, of which there are many... different ages, but this very much appears to be a set. The designs are slightly different, but they all have that alchemical symbol.
Okay, cool. Okay,
they
so,
look to be
about
roughly the same age.
And they're about 150 years old from now.
You would say roughly the Matthias Lloyd period.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Is that Lloyd as in L-H-U-Y-D?
Yeah, that was the spelling at the time.
Lloyd.
Freud. Matthias Freud.
Well, okay. Well, there's mention of a papyrus, and that that he needs to make a sort of powder.
But this isn't Lloyd's.
And there is mention
notes,
of the cryptical book.
These notes aren't Lloyd's notes, are they?
They're De Villiers.
Yeah. Mm. So these are the notes. Basically, where he stumbled across something that Lloyd had.
As far as you can tell, most of Lloyd's stuff has been flogged off.
Or is it Welsh?
Worthless Welsh stuff.
Well,
have we got
specifically the Welsh stuff has been flogged off?
None of us speak Welsh anyway. It might as well be in bloody Brindier and
don't speak that either. Yeah.
Was an invoice to who it was sold to or any of it? I'm not tracking down.
You would
Welsh
have to
pamphlets.
Look into that. Perhaps in the morning.
Alright, I'll go to bed.
Yeah. Which of you would like to go to bed?
Yes. Captain's already.
Yes.
As soon as bed is actually finally, he thinks more than one person is going to go, the captain is off like a hot knife through butter.
Yeah, I'll see you next week, guys.
Okay. Yeah, reasonable.
You're not too premature.
Could you all make me a power roll to see how well
no,
you
no, Shim, I think you know that I
think, yeah, like Nick says, I think you know the answer to that one.
Like a proverbial baby.
So you keep waking up and screaming your head off.
Waking
then.
Up every 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Occasionally vomiting.
Yeah.
Oh, I passed my power roll, even though I'm not...
Oh, I rolled 8. I passed it by 5th.
Yeah, you were so worn out after last night's escapades, or the previous escapades. You get to bed and you just...
44 under 65. Obviously, it is the sleep of the righteous for the cat.
Happy dreams of shooting
it's
innocent
not the
animals.
Sleep of the just.
Haven't slept yeah, that well since you wiped out that village.
Yes, I mean, if only it hadn't been in the home counties, everything would have been fine.
They were You're very understanding about it, all things considered.
Well, luckily for me, my POW is in fact my highest stat, so I've got a POW of 90, which is why I've rolled 95.
Yes.
Excellent. Yeah, listening to them read out all of those unpleasant things that Davilleray seems to be dabbling in has slightly put you off sleep.
For life?
No, it's you know, it's not a botch. So you know, you're gonna be a bit tired come tomorrow.
Yeah.
But you do get some sleep. Zane is having again, reasonably contented sleep. Rev, you passed?
Yeah. Normal success, nothing special.
You're remarkably fine. It's like you've done this before. And if not, there's always laudanum.
Yeah. Ah, sweet, sweet laudanum.
That is an option, Benjamin. You've got loads downstairs.
Yeah, go on. Do it. Everyone's doing it.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
My doctor drinks even more than I do. That's why I keep him.
That's what Michael Jackson said.
You sleep and nothing obviously untoward happens during the night, as far as you are aware.
Why do you say it like that?
It's perfectly normal for the sun to rise in a completely black sky in the north.
Yeah, very normal.
Right. Let's get to it. Well, I think maybe it's one mirror.
Kippers are provided.
Kedgeree, please, if there's kippers on offer.
Kedgeree's good. I like Kedgeree.
I'll be honest, Goodnight's Kedgeree is not great.
Oh.
But, you know, she's probably not had to make Kedgeree very often.
Your kippers are all right, dear.
That's what the boys tell me, sir.
Oh, is it hot in here? Is it me? Oh, it is.
Put it down, Zane. You don't know where she's
You're
been.
The one complimenting her on a fishy supper.
Can I just point out, I am a happily, nearly to be married man. You were all invited to my wedding.
Yeah.
Admittedly, to sit right at the back and to be on the guest.
There weren't many eligible bachelorettes at your wedding. Is that even a word in 18?
Bachelorette.
No, it really isn't. a remarkable number of horsey young ladies.
Yes.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth, Sam.
I'm going to come up with a witty comeback
like
for that.
Can outpunch the groom.
How many dead overnight?
No one appears to
have.
Victory!
They're all breathing and everything.
Oh, that's good.
Which, considering the amount of laudanum that Mildred Lowe's had, that's quite impressive. But, you've heard things about Lincolnshire and their opium intake.
Sausages for breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Edgar will quickly fry up some sausages, bit of porridge, all
bit
the classics.
Of fried porridge.
Yeah.
A cold sausage.
Like a nice bit of cold sausage, sir. And
it really is hot in here.
You are fed. There are, surprisingly enough, not a newspaper for you, because no one has gone to town to get a newspaper.
What is wrong with these servants?
Well, it won't be town anyway. It'll be the village, won't it?
They can go to town and get it, or they can go to the village and see if anyone's gone from the village to town to get it.
Well, why is no one done either of those things?
How far is the... Because have we got a train to the village, or is the train to the town?
No.
It's like 10 miles ride to the town, isn't it?
Yeah. Village is very much village. It does not have a station.
I must have a fanzine or a newsletter or something of such.
I'll look at my pocket watch. If necessary, I'll have a little saunter over to the village, and it might take a little while, but I will come back with a newspaper.
Okay. Let me just get up the map again for my own reference. Lincoln. Here we go. There is Stowe. So yeah, it's about a mile to Stowe, which is the village. Uh-huh. And it is about 3 miles to Saxelby, which is the
town.
Yeah.
A long way to go for a newspaper.
I will.
Yeah. So if, I mean, so they'll get newspapers, just not this early, because obviously they have to get to Lincoln, then from Lincoln
to town. We get
them
the next day.
Yeah, so. and then somebody. Yeah. Well, yeah, you probably get them early afternoon, sort of thing.
Yeah, depending.
I will. Well, what I'm going to do is when I'm actually in the town, I'm going to pop to this hostelry. Ooh. That Ambrose is rather keen on.
Yeah, Cross Keys. Yeah,
maybe I feigned it.
Sorry. But Roger, on the other hand, hasn't moved.
He's like a mantis, isn't he?
Yes, all exactly. All you need now, Roger, is the cat on your lap, and basically you would be the perfect.
I have the cat.
Don't leave home without it. I will go to the Cross Keys, I will.
Caps are doffed at your entry. Normally get visitors of your class, obviously.
And rightly so. So I will try. A little sampling of each of their things. Find the one that is the least. I'm going to say their mild is probably going to be the one where you've got a fighting chance of getting an okay pint.
Living's really
okay. Give me a quick intro.
Oh God.
Play to your strength,
yes!
Captain.
Yes. Yes. 06. Suck it, baby!
Oh my God! And your ints makes you realise doing that in a pub.
As you're ordering, a fact which has been mentioned to you crawls into your consciousness, and you think, I should tell the innkeeper I don't want the ones which have been conveniently already prepared with opium.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Because that is, in fact, the normal practice in rural Lincolnshire at this time.
Wow.
Well, they're
just a bottle of Coke instead.
Yeah. Yes. No. I'll just go for the
plain stuff, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, if you're sure.
Well, I mean, no, sure. No. I like to keep a clear head this early in the morning.
Right, you are, sir. Yeah. Oh,
well. It's early in the year.
Yeah. And I like to. See if I can persuade one of his staff, maybe a likely boy or something of that ilk.
Yeah, there'll be one of his lads.
And I'll give the proprietor a couple of guineas that while we are...
He retires.
Maybe half a crown. There we are. Let's drop it down from 1920s to 1860s. I'll give him half a crown that for the rest of our time staying in the hall. Mm-hmm. But basically, his lad goes straight over to the town first thing in the morning, comes back and drops us a newspaper.
Right you are. You hear that, David? Yes, sir.
Yeah, and then obviously anything that we don't spend is his and yours to keep.
And very gracious of you, sir.
Yeah, I mean, bearing in mind that this is like something like a newspaper at this point is probably like
farthing or something.
So I've potentially given them enough for.
Yeah, you can get you. It'll get you 3 newspapers, no problem.
Well, I'm just thinking, actually. I mean, definitely the Lincolnshire Gazette, and then whatever. Yeah.
Last night's London paper.
Yeah, exactly. Just really, to keep us in.
Yeah, it will happily do so with a spring in his step.
And obviously, the London paper, just to see whether my wife has shot somebody again.
So.
Can't see. Imagine why you married her, can't you?
Well, no, I mean, basically, the regiment were there going, great, we've got rid of, oh, Jesus, there's another one of them.
But surely the money you left with the editors would be enough to cover up any little indiscretions.
Oh, yes, very much so, up to and including multiple murder. But, you know, it's always useful to...
Peace of mind.
Well, it's useful to basically know what you're getting back to.
Bishop, you say?
Shot him in the shot him in the cassock.
Right in the cassock, sir.
Shooting Bishop Brennan.
Yep, you arranged that.
No, they prove anything, and my promotion was completely a coincidence.
You get a decent pint of mild.
Mm.
Yeah, and some polite conversation from the rather perplexed locals. What of it you can understand,
I will,
at least?
I will try a little bit of the opioid-induced...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not heavy, but you can taste it now that you...
Gentlemen, when you have a pint of this quality, why are you wasting... I mean, you know, if you're going to do that, snort it, for the love of God, don't...
it's an acquired taste, sir.
Oh. Vile things.
Put that, as they say, in your pipe and smoke it.
Mm. Yes, exactly. That would be far better.
Yeah.
Why did they put it in the beer? Just so they got drunker. Well, you know.
No, because everyone in Lincolnshire, especially in the fennier areas, was consuming so much opium anyway.
You may as well combine it with having a beer.
Listen, we're trying to, you know, extort it out of China. We've got to do something with it.
I mean, yeah, presumably, is it
have we rampant started malaria? The opium wars yet? Not quite.
It's the rampant the malaria thing. Mostly. yeah.
Now I'm picturing tiny little stoned mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was there malaria in Lincolnshire in 1860?
Oh goodness, yes.
Wow. It's all right. It's coming back.
What do you know about? What do you know about?
It's coming back, Nick, as it warms up. You know.
Oh, I know it's on its way back now.
And of course,
I thought cholera was all the rage around about this time. Instead of,
I mean, it's not known as malaria. It's known as fen ague. If you start looking for that, you'll find it goes a lot further back.
Oh, this reminds me of the old Will-o'-the-Wisp game.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So yeah, this will all be in the Guide to Victorian Lincolnshire, which. Basically, I will be hiving off various generic stuff into a separate PDF for convenience, because that'll be useful for multiple scenarios.
No, it's this is the sort of way. So basically, knowing that pretty much everybody you meet is high on their teeth.
Yep.
So what, did we just eliminate malaria from the UK?
Draining the fens, mostly.
Wow. Okay. Stagnant water for the larvae.
I didn't realise we actually had malaria level of infection up here.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Very feverish.
Was it warm enough for the larvae?
Doesn't need to be very warm.
No.
Oh, well, that's encouraging.
I mean, just imagine.
Oh, nothing like
just imagine what
now.
They could achieve in Scotland, getting rid of the midges if they drained everywhere.
But of course, we're actually restoring the wetlands and the fens and all that because, you know, quite frankly, I think it's because not enough people have been dying of things recently.
Oh well, they'll all be vaccinated now.
Not against malaria.
Well, that's fascinating. I'm going to have a they have come up with some almost effective malaria.
Almost.
Yeah. Actually, I must admit, sort of talking about things. I mean, obviously, the big thing from the fens is peat and stuff. And I was
peat from the fens.
Yeah, I know. I remember.
And I was listening to rather sadly, I was listening to Gardener's Question Time on Sunday, as one does. And they were talking and they were saying, you know, if you've got a clay soil, you need to be adding. If you've got a sandy soil, you know. And if you're in the fens, what you need to do is add clay and sand, because it will be so, it'll be way, way, way too rich for, you know, actually plants struggle because they're actually, they go up like a rocket, and then they get a frost and bang. So, which I thought was fascinating, you know, it's one thing you don't think of is the fact that things can be too good.
Mm-hmm. So, well, it's the weak anyway. Principle as well, isn't it? Hypernutrition, a lot of them. Anyway.
Yeah.
This is not getting us, into any mirrors.
Yeah.
No.
Well, looking at the time, should we call it for this week?
On that malarial bombshell.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Okay. So
I'm going to have a read about that.
Thank you. Excellent.
You have made some progress.
We have. We basically
have
sort of one.
Possibly.
In a way. Oh. In the fullness of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We won. Lovely. Thank you, Shim.
That's okay. I will see you hopefully. Well, I'll talk to you probably in about 10 minutes, anyway. But
I can't remember.
Me? As far as I know?
Yes. We're going on Thursday to Colorado.
Have you got a new phone?
Oh.
I'm wondering
Colorado,
about getting
you
a,
say?
A wedding. One of Shauna's friends.
Have you got
some
burner phones?
I don't really use social media very much anymore. When asked about
politics in America, I always said, well, I'm very much a guest in your country. I don't think it would be polite of me to comment. So I tend to sort of stay out of that.
Yeah.
All right, I'll give that a try. I have been quizzed in Chicago.
Yeah. If you happen to see anything interesting and fancy grabbing some photos that I can exploit in my next Colorado set scenario,
I'll just be in Denver, but I'll take a picture of the mountains.
I've heard that's in Colorado.
Yes, indeed.
So have I. I'll probably get altitude.
I was going to say, yeah.
Very, very.
I went to
very
South America
high.
With, and there was some family from Denver there. They were the only people who did not get altitude sickness.
Because they're just going, the problem is here because...
I've been on the Masai Mara and that's about the same height and I didn't die. So.
Well, no.
That's good. That's a positive.
We were meandering around...
A good baseline to aim for, yeah, I think. Yeah.
We were meandering around Yellowstone a bit of pieces and wondering why we'd literally be walking for... bear in mind, we're sort of young 20-something sort of thing, bouncing around and suddenly... You're actually walking along and basically half a mile later you're absolutely shattered.
Oh, it's actually, like being in your 50s then.
And it is, yeah. And basically, and then we realised that we were about 8,500 feet up. But that's flat.
They call Denver the Mile High City.
Yeah.
So maybe I can join the Mile...
to be in the Mile High Club, I'm afraid.
All right. On that Mile High bombshell.
Bye.
Goodbye.
See you guys
soon.
Bye. Cheers. Bye, everybody. Bye.